You're listening to a Blue Boy Audio.
Oh, hi. You finally wake up. I'm Blue, your private nurse. Nice to meet you, even though I wonder that no one would like to meet someone you've been hospitalized. Anyway, I've been taking care of you and providing all necessary assistance during my shifts until the time of your discharge from the hospital. Yes, this is a private room. Your family has chosen to give you a room upgrade so that both you and they have more benefits, such as now the visits are allowed up to 5 visitors at a time and with an extended schedule, since now you're no longer share a room with any other patient. Having a 24 hours private nurse to meet any need, which in this case is me, as I said before. And for this, you just have to press this red button next to your bed and I'll come to your room immediately. And there are some other minor benefits that they can explain to you better, because I don't remember everything right now, but these two that I mentioned are the main ones. Wow, now that you're awake, let me ask you, are you feeling any pain? Okay, good. So the medicine is working. And I want you to let me know if you feel any pain as time goes by. No matter how small the pain is, alright? Great. Now, let me check your vitals. No. I want you to measure the blood pressure in your arm in the traditional way. For example, you're already connected to devices that are monitoring everything automatically for me. I'll just write on the data. You had a compound fracture in your arm and have just undergone tourniquet surgery. I couldn't move your arm just to check your blood pressure. It needs to stay immobilized as it is. And according to the data, you seem pretty stable. What's great? By the way, are you hungry? Even though it's about 11 p.m. right now, I can order a meal for you. You're welcome. As I said before, I'm here to meet any of your needs. You just need to ask me. So, I'll be right back with your meal. Anything at all, just push the red button. Hey, I'm back. While I was gone, I also took the opportunity to let the secretary know that you're awake and doing well, so that they can pass the information on to your family. Yes, when they come for tomorrow's visit, they can give you your phone back. Although it's terrible to use a cell phone with a hand that you're not used to. I don't have any motor coordination for that. Yeah, that's gonna be weird. What's the meal? Oh, yes. The dish of today on today's menu is probably a not-so-good vegetable and chicken soup and some good old grape jelly for dessert, sir. Well, not gonna lie. Hospital food is not known to be bad for nothing, you know? It's not unpalatable, in fact, but it's also not something appetizing that makes you want to eat. At least not for me. But the jelly is quite tasty because it's brought ready made. Anyway, it's not a huge amount of food. Don't forget you just undergone surgery. No need to be shy. You know you won't be able to feed yourself with your injured arm. I can feed you, no problem. Okay, open your mouth. That's it. Good. See? I'm just taking care of you. If you don't mind, can I ask how it happened? Oh my God! A truck hit the Uber you're in? Oh. I see. It must have been so scary. No, I've never been in a crash car before. It's unbelievable how someone causes an accident like this and gets away without helping the injured in his lightest. Hope he gets arrested. Oh, you know, all of this could have been really, really worst. The worst injury was to your arm, which suffered a compound fracture. I mean, at least you're not dead. Your girlfriend or boyfriend must have been very worried. Oh, sorry, I didn't expect that. I mean, you're really good looking, even though you're not in your best day. So I assumed you were not single. Oh, thank you, but no, I don't have a boyfriend either. Sometimes I think I don't have any time to get to know someone out of here. Or maybe I just don't have the knack for flirting with anyone anymore. It seems that in this work, I've become better with hands than with words during the time, apparently. Sure, but the only one in need of care right here and right now is you. And I'm pretty sure I can handle it manually, if you know what I mean. Great. So, let me examine your body to make sure that your condition as a patient is not regressing. No. You don't have to try to move your arm to lift your scrubs. Don't forget I'm here to assist in anything you need. So, let me do it for you. Oh, that's it. Great. This way I can get a complete view of your body. And it looks like you have some abrasions and bruises on your skin. Not exactly. I will only examine the good parts of your body. The damaged ones are already being treated. So, I'll start with your chest. Ooh, firm. But still soft. I'll press a little with my hand to feel your heartbeat. I can feel that your heart is beating a little faster than normal. But I don't think it should be anything to worry about. And I couldn't help but notice that your nipples are hard too. Which shows that your skin sensitivity is normal even though you're on tramadol. And that's great. Now, let's go down to the abdomen. Not so defined, but I can still feel the six-pack. And looking closely, there's some pubes in here too, huh? Starting from your navel and going all the way down to your breast line. I think now would be the perfect time to examine the thighs since we're kind of off. There seems to be a bulge right here on the way. It's not exactly on the thigh. It's closer to the crotch area. And look, the bulge is even throbbing now that I've touched it. Oh. So I guess I'll have to take these briefs off so I can take a better look at it and... Oh fuck! Look at this shit! It's just anatomically perfect. Left me speechless. I can barely close my hand around it. Is it okay? All right. If you feel any pain or discomfort, okay, I won't stop. I said I was good with my hands. And seems you're really liking it, huh? Already licking some pre-cum. Oh boy, if you think this is the best sensation that you felt since you woke up, I'm about to change your opinion right now. Fuck. You almost don't fit in my mouth. Your pre-cum is so tasty. But let me care about this buzz a little. Oh. fuck. I can't. Your dick is so fucking perfect. And you're so hot, even in this condition. Maybe you made me develop a patient kink. So I guess we both went winning out then. Fuck. I want it all to fill my throat. I want to fucking choke on it. Getting close. Yeah. Yeah. Give me the load. I won't waste a fucking single drop. Best patient ever. Well, I was just testing your heart, as a good nurse should. But let me get some paper towels to clean up the mess I made on myself down here. Yeah, I enjoyed a bit more than I thought I would too. Well, guess I should take those things back to the kitchen right now. What? Cutie? If I could spend the night here with you? Actually, I would love to, but there's no way I could lie on the stretcher with you. But I surely can keep you company while you rest. Oh, and before I forget it, here is my number. So when you get your phone back, probably tomorrow, we can keep in touch. If you want to, of course. Cool. What else do you need? Oh. Gosh, I earn more of that, you will make me not even want to go off duty. Okay, I'll be right back, cutie. Won't be long, promise.